From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up 2 days ago, we asked NPR's international business correspondent for economic signposts, but maybe we should have talked to Ronald McDonald.
First, a glimmer of good economic news. Last month, orders of durable goods, things like dishwashers and refrigerators, unexpectedly went up 0.8%. This is the best showing in 5 months, and new orders for auto parts were up by almost 2%, the best in almost a year. And on the other hand,
the Dow Jones fell nearly 300 points yesterday after news of more bank troubles and poor housing sales. The housing and bank crises have hit individual states pretty hard. California, the eighth largest economy in the world, has a budget deficit of $15 billion.
Which is why this week Governor Schwarzenegger said he's thinking of cutting the pay of state workers back down to the minimum wage. That's $6.55 an hour. It would be a cut for 200,000 workers. Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle is with us to talk about Governor Schwarzenegger and how he's doing. Carla, the governor is expected to officially announce this pay cut and some layoffs next week. Is he serious?
Well, a lot of his critics say this is just play acting from Schwarzenegger, a gimmick, a Hollywood stunt. The governor's people say he is serious. Look, this is a governor who came to power saying he was going to end the spending addiction in Sacramento. But even the Terminator has not been able to terminate what happens every year in California in the summer. This budget crisis rises from the grave and terrorizes legislators and the voters. I mean, they can't seem to get this handled. The governor's message with this executive order to roll back pay for those state workers to the federal minimum wage of $6.55. It's been called an act of war by some legislators. So the battle is joined. A lot of people are saying the governor just wanted to kickstart these legislators and get them moving on a budget that's already 3 weeks late.
3 weeks late. Here are the rough numbers. And these numbers are repeated across the country in most states in one form or another. In California, it's like this. $100 billion, roughly the state budget. The deficit, $15 billion. I mean, that's a lot. So the legislators just cannot get together on this.
Yeah, it's huge. And what happens, if the state doesn't handle this, the suggestions are it's going to be running out of money in September. And what happens then? You got to go and borrow at huge interest rates. The governor doesn't want to do that. The problem is, and this is a recurring problem in California, the state requires a 2/3 supermajority to pass a budget. This creates huge problems every year. The Democrats, of course, don't want to cut programs, particularly for, I'd say, public service employees and other labor unions. They want to raise the taxes. Republicans don't want to raise the taxes. They never can seem to come together in every year. This problem is passed off with kind of a handoff, a lot of borrowing. It is never really solved. And Schwarzenegger has said he wanted to do that. A lot of his critics say he just hasn't knocked heads together enough to get it done.
Exactly. He came into office saying, action, action, action. He's got 2 years left in office. What is his legacy looking like at this point?
A lot of people feel that Schwarzenegger came in, elected in that historic recall, had the political capital to really make changes. He was the one who promised he was going to get things done and yet didn't want to make a lot of enemies. People say he really could have kicked the system into a jump start and didn't take the opportunity. He has on other issues, green technology, environment. Of course, he's been a national leader on that. But the fact is, on this budget crisis in California, you mentioned eighth largest economy. This is something that hamstrings the system, hamstrings the state every year, billions and billions of dollars, and looks again like we're going to get another handoff, smoke and mirrors budget to solve this thing. So on the big issue that got Schwarzenegger elected, he still hasn't delivered.
You say he doesn't like making enemies. If he, in fact, cuts the state workers' salaries back down to the minimum wage next week, he's going to make a lot.
Already they're protesting. And look, the state controller, John Chang, who writes the checks for the state, says, no way, no how. I'm not going to do it. It would create huge problems. What do you do, for instance, to administer the state bar if there's no temporary workers there to do it? That's the kind of thing we're talking about. So a lot of details that haven't been answered. And people are hoping that this is going to get those lawmakers in Sacramento into gear fast.
Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle, covering state government here in California. Carla, thanks.
Thanks for having me.